Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to talk about, the comfy UI Z image hack that pros are using in 2025. Absolutely, I'm really excited about this one. So Alex, what exactly is this Z image hack? Great question, Jordan. So there's this misconception that you need a super expensive GPU to generate photorealistic AI images quickly, but that's just not the case anymore, especially with the comfy UI Z image workflows. Wait, so you're saying you don't need the latest RTX 4090 or anything like that to create amazing images? Exactly. With the Z image turbo model, you can actually generate high quality images in just 8 steps, taking less than a second. It's a game changer compared to the old SDXL models that required 30 to 50 steps. Wow, that's a huge time difference. So what's the secret sauce here? The key lies in the S3DIT architecture used by the Z image turbo model. This architecture is designed to be super efficient, cutting down the computing power needed to create an image. So it's like having a streamlined engine under the hood? Exactly, the Z image. Turbo runs on just 6 billion parameters, yet it matches the quality of models that have 32 billion parameters, like the Flux.2 dev. It's all about efficiency, less heavy lifting for the same output. That's impressive, and I imagine that makes a big difference for folks on a budget. For sure. If you're running an older card, don't sweat it. This setup can even work smoothly on GPUs with 16 gigabytes of VRAM, where other models would just crash. So how do you actually set up this comfy UI Z image workflow? Is it complicated? It can be a bit tricky if you're new to custom nodes. First, you'll need to grab the Z image. Turbo waits, but the mistake I often see is that people just drop it in without making sure their UI is updated. The UI is updated the S3DI architecture. Got it. So updating is key. Are there other common pitfalls people run into? Alex. Oh, absolutely. One major issue is VRAM management. Even though Zimage Turbo is efficient, if you push your batch sizes too high, you can hit a wall. Like crashing the system? Exactly. On an RTX 4070 with 12 gigabyte VRAM, Zimage Turbo typically uses about 6 to 8 gigabytes. But if you try to batch 100 high-res images without clearing the cache, yeah, you're gonna crash. Yikes. I can see how that would be frustrating. And here's a pro tip. Stick to the 8-step sampler. If you crank it up to 20 steps like you might be used to, you're wasting time without any gain in quality. So less really is more in this case. Right, and it's essential to tackle common mistakes head-on, especially for AMD users. There's a known issue when trying to run this on. Comfy UI's LUDA with AMD cards that results in black images. That sounds super frustrating. It really is. And if you're a beginner, installation errors are common too. Many people forget to install the supporting diffusers library, which is critical. So if you get a model not found error, that's usually the culprit? Exactly. Now let's discuss whether this hack is worth it for pros. I'd say it definitely is. The cost savings alone can be massive. I mean, who doesn't want to save money? I came across a case study where a company reduced costs by about 2x when scaling to over 10,000 product images while still matching the aesthetic quality of more expensive models. That's a solid win. What about the speed? Speed is a game changer. For interactive applications, reducing the generation steps from 50 down to 8 cuts latency by 75%. It makes the app feel way more responsive. That's super important, especially for real-time applications. Exactly. Now there's a catch. If you need absolute perfection for something like a billboard print, then Z image. Turbo might struggle a bit with fine details compared to those heavier models. But for web content and social media, it sounds like it's more than enough, 100%. Plus, I recommend using Z image turbo for drafting and iterations. Once you've locked down the composition, you can always do a final pass with a heavier model if you need that last bit of detail. That's a smart way to balance efficiency and quality. And looking to the future, we're seeing significant shifts in 2026 with the S3DIT architecture. It's predicted that by Q1 2026, about 80% of new comfy UI workflows will be using this tech. So jumping on board now is really about future-proofing your setup? Absolutely. If you've got an NVIDIA card and want to feel like you upgraded your PC without spending a dime, this is the way to go. So to wrap up, the Comfy UI Z image hack is not just for hobbyists. It's a serious tool for professionals that can save time and money. Well said. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.